the Hanukkah's coming up, and it is our regular minhag, most people, to buy either Shemen Zayas or pre-prepared Shemen Zayas, and we light with Shemen Zayas. Just want to clarify, though, that there's a Mishnah in Shabbos, which we all know by heart, Bameh Madlikin, Bameh Ein Madlikin, Schaf Aleph, Amid Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. The Mishnah there talks about a whole list of oils that you're allowed to use, and some that are you're not allowed to use, and some that is better not to use. It's a long list of oils. We don't even know what all of them mean. Oils that were current Bimei HaTalmud, and that's talking about Ner Shabbos. Although the Gemara brings in Ner Chanukah, that's not what that Mishnah is talking about. And the reason, the issue there is that on Shabbos, there's a very, very strong danger that you might come to adjust if the light is flickering and you're there in the room and it's giving you shalom bayis and your shalom bayis is flickering, so you might fix the candle. Chanukah, none of those shashos are nogeya. So utterly shtamish la'ira, you're not supposed to be using those candles to begin with. And if it flickers, it flickers and goes out. And even if it goes out, kafsa ein zakikla, that's how we paskin, that you don't have to turn the relight them. So there's no shash, and therefore there's no din of all of these oils. You could use whatever it is that lights. That's the halacha. You can use whatever it is that lights. Nevertheless, and therefore, by the way, the Rambam does not bring any idea, any inyan at all of using Shemen Zayis on Chanukah. The Ram doesn't even mention this. It just says you should light with whatever you can light with. It doesn't even bring the idea of Shemen Zayis, as do most of the Rishonim. They don't even bring this idea of using oil. Indeed, like growing up, we used candles on Chanukah, Chanukah candles. They were sent to us by, I think, Tel's Yeshiva, and that's what we used, the Chanukah candles. I always wonder if they were the shear, if they were correct about a time. It was Chanukah candles. The Rav also used Chanukah candles. The people used Chanukah candles. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Chanukah that kol hashmonim v'apsilois k'sherim l'ner Chanukah. You're allowed to use whatever you want. Afal pi she'ein hashmonim nimshach n'achar apsila. Even though it's not doing such a good job, this particular canola oil or whatever you're using, and it's not very pretty either. It's not holding it well. Nevertheless, you're allowed to use them. That's all the Shulchan Aruch says, quoting the Rambam. There's no such thing. The Ramah says, Umihu Shemen Zayis Mitzvah Mina Muvchar. Now he's possibly learning something into the Gemara, which is that Pashut of Shat the Gemara. It's better to use Shemen Zayis, says the Ramah, which is our minig. But he quotes here the Kolboy and the Maril. That's where he gets this from. Vim ein Shemen Zayis Matsui, but if you don't have any Shemen Zayis, Mitzvah B'Shmanim Sharin Zachman Naki, use a candle. V'noagim, says the Ramah, V'noagim B'mdinoi Zayin Elu, but in our countries, which he means is Poland and Eastern Europe, in our countries, our minhag is lahadlik b'neris shel shava, to use wax, or type of wax. Ki oiron solo k'moy shaman, because just as good as shaman zayis. So the Rabbah says very clearly that there's some people have a minhag to use shaman zayis, but the truth is you should use whatever lights best, and there are things that light best. And today, paraffin, for instance, or whatever they make candles out of nowadays, they last very well. Rav Kook, Olav HaSholem, Chief Rabbi of Israel, so he told people to only use paraffin candles. He said those are the nicest candles, and they light the best, and they last the longest, and they don't go out, and there's no issue of kufsa, not kufsa, just use them. Could be because of that, so people are machmer to use dafka olive oil, maybe there's a whole oil like that. But the fact is, that's what he said, and that's what people were doing. He was using Hanukkah candles, and somebody told me that at the beginning of the state of Israel, like the Hanukkah candles were not like we had as kids, little twisted red, blue, green. They were white paraffin, like Shabbos candles used to be. So it's not at all so pashut. The Mishnah Brura does say, and he quotes it from the Maral, which is well known, this Maral, that sof kol sof, it's better to use olive oil. Why? Da'al yedei Hashem and nasa nes. You would think that's a Mishnah. That's a Maral. Maral says that okay, but Sof Kol Sof, the Nes was done with Shem and Zayis, so use Shem and Zayis. It's a bigger Zecher. Das HaMaral, it's a Das Yochid, really. So our minhag today, but by the way, you can get Shem and Zayis, which is very easy to light. You can get even candles that are Shem and Zayis, and you can do this Maral. But it's important to know that according to the Mishnah, according to the Gemara, according to the Rambam, according to the Rishonim, you light whatever lights best, and that's the proper way to do Hanukkah candles.